Hello, hello, this is Chris, the host of Insomnia Radio Canada, and we're back. Show 16. Hard to believe, just a few months ago we were even contemplating this. Yeah, it's been over half a year now, 8 months or so I think, and still loving it, so that's a good thing, right? So, not sure how many bands we're going to play today. We're kind of winging it again, because why the heck not? It could be fun. So we've had a bit of a crazy week here with it's Mother's Day yesterday here in Canada and the USA. We had a competition going at work, all friendly, for trying to sell these Mother's Day bags, and every time we sold one, we had our names going to a draw. I won 3 of the draws over 2 days, then my daughter bought me home tickets to go see the Stratford Symphony Orchestra, and there was a draw there. Won 4 tickets to go see them again in June, so yeah, apparently I should go out and buy a lottery ticket, who knows. So, anyways, let's get to some music and I'll talk a little more later. Up first we have a band called Moment of Inertia, which has been played on 2 other shows that are members of the Association of Music Podcasting. So, why not make it a 3rd? Enjoy!
Do I?
So, that was Moment of Inertia with their song Wrecking Ball. They are from the east coast of Canada, specifically the town of Fredericton, which is in New Brunswick. We have Pat on vocals, Peter on guitar and vocals, Jeff on bass, and Randy on drums. If you enjoyed that track, you can check them out at www.momentofinertia.net. They're also on Bandcamp and Facebook. So next up, we have a band that is currently from the Ukraine, but the one member is Canadian. So let's get to some more music.
Tunes were all out of time, never quite a chance to unwind. Fighting fire, fighting in the fire, just mine. Seems the more that we earn, the more that we spend, the less we're concerned about anybody but ourselves. You think we'd learn?
Hey, this is Sean from Unlikely Heroes, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So, that was, the song's called Human Factor, and apologies if I do get the band name wrong, Umegma. They're from the Ukraine and Canada, and began in 2003 with a love affair and sound in Moscow, where Alex and Shauna were living. They met in an acoustic guitar concert, and their relationship developed into a marriage and a musical partnership known today as Umegma. So you have Alexander, who is from the Ukraine, and Shauna, who hails from Whitehorse in the Yukon in northern Canada. So they've been making music for a little while, and if you enjoyed that track, you can find them at www.ummagma.com, and they're also on Facebook and Twitter. The next song comes from a group from Ottawa.
Come of it if you leave it there and sit. if you leave it there to sit.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
So that was Guy Major, and he's from Ottawa, Ontario, and the song was Another Worthless Day. I knew as soon as I listened to Guy's music, I just had to include it in a show. It was catchy, it was clean, it was a nice little almost acoustic-y type sounding bit of music, and so thank you, Guy, for sending that stuff in. You can find him on Reverb Nation Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and MySpace. So links for all those will be in the show notes, as always. Up next, we're going to go across the country to Edmonton. Oh, and before we get to that tune, just a little warning, there are a couple little explicits down the end of the song, so if you are listening at work or at home with kids around and you don't want them hearing it, you might want to turn the volume down or skip the next song. Sorry about that, folks.
It out and make things right with you. And every time you turn away and say you don't believe my words are true. Stop trying.
Aldershot,
Bedford,
Bradford,
Chester,
Cambridge,
Dartmouth,
Dorset,
Oxford,
Lincoln,
Manchester,
London,
Liverpool,
Southampton,
Windsor,
all places that the Canadians have nicked from the British.
And when they're not doing that, one particular Canadian's playing some cracking music.
On Insomnia Radio Canada. They stole London. How dare they?
Oh, that little bumper that Dave and Carolyn did up for me is never fails to amuse me and make me smile, so thanks guys for doing a bunch of those and send them over to me. They are from the Bugcast. It's another great, fabulous podcast that they do a live show on Friday nights, and there's a live chat room. It's really worth checking out. Thebugcast.org, I believe, is the URL. I will include that in the notes later. But yeah, if you enjoy my show, you will absolutely love their show. It is fabulous, and it is where I got my start from. So do go check them out. So that last band was The Sin. They are from Edmonton, Alberta. I played The Love Song. They were founded by Will in 2006. They've had a number of part-time members and writers until May 2011, when Diamond D joined the ranks. They struggled to maintain a full-time bass player, and eventually Michael joined them in January of 2012, thus completing what they call their Circle of Power. They recently completed recording two new songs, Love Song and Nothing Left, with Phil Anderson. I really wanted to play Nothing Left, but I got about 30 seconds into the song and there was an explicit, and then I listened to all but about the last 30 seconds of Love Song. Didn't realize till I was getting ready to put it in the show tonight that there was an explicit in there. So, sorry about that, folks. It does happen occasionally, and hopefully I didn't offend anybody. So these guys will be they've already shot this video for Love Song, and it should be out sometime, they said, in the first half of 2013, so something to go check out. If you enjoyed that song, you can go check them out at www.thesin.com. They're also on MySpace, Reverb Nation, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Wow, we're about 20 minutes or so into the show now. More news from me. I got accepted into part-time studies at Fanshawe again. Still trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to make this part-time schedule work with my current work schedule and kids' activities and stuff. For May and June, it's 3 days a week, and then July and August, it would be 2 days a week. But it does really make it difficult for me to work both on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm not sure if my work's going to be able to work around that or how many days I'm going to end up missing, and I'm not sure if I miss enough lectures or labs that I'm going to be able to pull out a decent mark and pass these courses. So yeah, it's not easy courses. I've got Windows System Services and Wide Area Networks through Cisco. So yeah, it's a crazy few weeks for me trying to figure that out. So hopefully I'll be able to manage and work that out and be only one credit short then of my diploma for a computer system technician, which would be fabulous. It's the road I jumped on and tried to get started on a couple years ago. So, oh, crazy week. So let's get to some more music. So this is the Ferret Song. Thank you. talk about a catchy song. Hopefully everybody out there felt the beat and got up and moving with that one. So it was the Good Fridays. They are from Ontario, Canada. They don't list where exactly in Ontario they are from. And that was the Ferret song. This is their first single, and they list themselves as being an indie electro funk band. So you've got Peter on bass and lead vocals, Alex on guitar, Byron on guitar, Brendan on synth, and Josh on drums. And if you like them, you can go check them out over on Bandcamp. Currently, that's the only web presence I could find for them. Wish I could find them on Twitter and stuff, because I would love to add them to my Monday music tweets and my Friday follow tweets. So up next, we're going to toddle to Ontario again, to Toronto, for yet another band.
We'll be right back.
So that was a pair of catchy tunes from the Garuza Effect. They're from Toronto, Ontario. It's the project of singer-songwriter Marty Christopher. I couldn't decide between the two tracks he submitted, so I figured, what the heck, I'll just play both of them. Marty was born in Toronto. He's currently residing in Denver, Colorado. If you enjoyed that track, you can check him out at www.thegaruudeffect.com. Oh boy, yeah, links will be in the show notes, like always. And you can always follow us on Twitter, where I tweet all the bands that I have played, or I've played in the past, or I'm planning on playing, or all that fun stuff. So it's @IR_Canada. You can follow me at my blog, which is creativelycls.blogspot.ca. And, of course, on the website, which would be www.canada.insomniaradio.net. Those are all the fun spots. And if you're a band out there looking to submit your stuff, you can either use the submit links on the IR page, or you can email them directly to me at chris@insomniaradio.net. No guarantees you get played. I gotta like your music, but if you don't submit it, you definitely won't get played. And if you're not a musician and you'd like to get in on the action, I'm always looking for new little features or bumpers where you can say, hi, my name is, you're listening to Insomnia Rated Canada, or something a little bit more creative, as a number of people, bands, and friends have done so far. So yeah, always looking for new stuff. So we're running a little short again this week. We're almost up to that 40-minute mark, and I've only got one more track left for you today. So hopefully everybody out there enjoys this one. I think it's a great track to be closing the show on. This last track is also from a band from Toronto, Ontario. The band is called Navy Skies, and the song I'm going to play by them is Cut My Teeth. This band originally formed in 2012 under the name Rebel Rebel. That band was the successor to the chief songwriter Travis Kane's solo project of Travis Kane and the Lasting Effect. The lineup currently consists of Travis on vocals and guitar, Kara on keys, Byron on guitar, Paul on drums, and Gary on bass. If you like this track I'm about to play, you can check this group out at navyskies.com. They're also on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and Twitter. So thanks for tuning in again, guys. Sorry it's not a one-hour show. Hopefully show 17 will be closer to an hour. And looking forward to some new tracks getting submitted, more stuff to review, and hopefully I'll be back in about 2 weeks with show 17. Have a great day. Try
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.